the last thing that I was asking you about was what you call the things you hold in your hands when you're driving a buggy.
Reins.
I think the tape ran out as you were saying that. What do you call the things when you're plowing that you hold? If you're plowing, what would you call them?
Traces, I think, but I'm not sure.
All right. And if you were riding a horse, what would you call it?
A bridle, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what are the things you put your feet into when you're riding?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for the horse that walks on the left if you're plowing with two horses? Or the horse that walks in the furrow?
No. We're not back to Chee-Haw.
That's a farming term. I think we're almost through with the farming terms. If something is not really close to you, you might say it's just a little... How would you finish that sentence? It's just a little... Would you say a little ways or a little piece or... If something's a short distance away,
yeah.
What would you say?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, suppose it's a long distance away. What would you say?
Still talking about horses?
No, just distance, just traveling. You say, we still have a what to go?
Quite a distance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If something is very common and you can find it, you don't have to look for it. You say you can find it just about... Mm-hmm. Just about where?
Some people say we got quite a piece to go.
Okay. Mm. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it, you can just find it in any store that you go to, you say you can find it just about... Mm. Would you say anywhere or anywheres?
Anywhere.
Okay. And if somebody slipped and he fell that way, you'd say he fell which way?
Backwards.
And if he fell that way?
Forward.
Okay. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow? Mm. Trenches cut by a plow?
Plow?
The trenches that are cut by the plow.
The furrow.
Mm-hmm. And if you raised a big yield, you would say you raised a big what of corn,
get a nice crop.
Mm-hmm. Good. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you said you did what to the land?
Cleared it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for a second cutting of grass or hay or anything?
No.
Okay.
You mow the thing. But second, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you had wheat, you would say the wheat is tied up into a what?
A what?
Wheat is tied up into a...
Sheaf.
And then sheaves are piled up into what?
I don't know.
Okay. This is a measurement, you might say we raised 40 something of wheat. Mm. 40 what?
Don't know.
Okay. Do you know what you do with oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
You thrash them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, if a man had been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you would say 2 miles is the what he could go.
Well, I'd say the farthest distance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if something belongs to me, you would say it's...
It's yours.
And if it belongs to him, it's...
His.
And to her, it's...
Hers.
And to them, it's...
Them?
Them, uh-huh.